What's good? It's your boy Mars in the building. I'm at work. So I said, let me do a podcast real quick. It's been a lot of stupid shit happening in the media. Probably gonna be a little quick, short episode. Anyway, I love Keke Palmer. She cool. I think she funny. I think she good people. So, I mean, she always into some type of ratchet shit, and she always play confused, or I don't know, I didn't know, I don't understand. Like, she has some shit with pretty much a bunch of people, man, and she been linked to a few, like, you know, celebrity dudes. When she was with YG, right, or some shit like that. Anyway, if I'm wrong, correct me on that shit. But anyway, I like Keke. She cool. But what's up with, like, her baby daddy didn't call her out her name, and it seemed like women, particularly our own, are more upset with the idea of him calling her a mother, like that's a bad word or something. But she is a new mommy though. And if that's her man, what's wrong with why the black man can't regulate? Or why can't men regulate? Cause I be seeing some of these white niggas that y'all be with, and y'all pretty much run the relationship. I mean, he pay for everything, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is a relationship with a black woman some pay to stay shit? It's like I'm on two different topics, but for real, why can't a man regulate? What's wrong with a nigga? He can't regulate his house? He can't regulate the relationship? So that's just something to think about, man. That's some real quick shit that I was pondering about, and I just was like, damn, like, that shit crazy. Every time a man got an opinion or idea, you know, a woman want to interrupt him before he can finish it or complete his thought. And, you know, this dude didn't call her out her name. He just said to her mama. And it was just, y'all, oh my God. It's the women who ain't in that relationship. Go, you, who told you to go on this nigga's social media? And y'all just do too much. Y'all invasive, and y'all real aggressive, and you're rude. Y'all be rude as hell. And then, on top of being aggressive and rude, and just, like I said, invading these people's private lives, or whatever. Like, so, okay, he made a social media. He said something. Your baby daddy said something, too. Your boyfriend said something, too. The nigga you cheating on whoever with at work said something, too. You don't want to talk about that shit. Like, I don't know, man. It's a sad day in the black family when, you know, the man can't even regulate. He don't regulate nothing no more. He just got to just do as he told, or he can get the fuck on. We'll find a bitch ass nigga. Like, that's what y'all own. Do what I said, right, go get me a bitch ass nigga that's just happy I'm even answering the phone. It's your boy Mars in the building, man. What y'all think about that? I want to hear what Jennifer got to think about that. That's the other one of the anchors on this podcast y'all rarely hear from. She about to be a new mommy. I want to hear her thoughts on this. But yep, I gotta get her back on there. Congratulations on everything. But follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We got a TikTok now. Well, we ain't adding nothing on there yet. But I don't know. We'll see where this stuff go, man. Thank y'all for the support. Those who, you know, support this thing. It's your boy Mars, and I'm out.